Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of years ago, a man called in to get advice on a dream that I think a lot of people who love to cook have. Have a listen. We have Jeff calling. Jeff, what do you want to talk about?
Well, my question is about how an unknown like me breaks into the cookbook market with a book that I've written about a bread recipe I've taken 12 years to develop.
So you've written the book?
I've written parts of it. I've written the master recipe, and I've written some of the variations. And I'll be a little bit immodest, and I'll say that it's a revolutionary concept. I'll go so far as to say that.
Okay.
It produces, I guess I would describe them as artisan-style loaves, you know, European-style hard-crusted breads.
Ooh.
And it only takes about 5 minutes a day. So it's the same convenience and speed of a bread machine, but you can't get a good crust on those.
Well, you're already,
I don't think.
Jeff, you're already marketing the book. There's, I don't know how many million people listening, and they're probably sitting there and saying, gee, I really want to know about that. Okay, so you want to know how you go about marketing,
yeah,
you know, getting this cookbook to a publisher.
Right.
That's Jeff Hertzberg, who went on to write with Zoe Francois the best-selling artisan bread in 5 minutes a day. Designed for the home cook, this book has turned more people into bakers than we could have ever imagined. Well, he joins me here in the studio with their latest, the new artisan bread in 5 minutes a day. So, Jeff, you did it. You did it big time. But how did you first get the publisher's attention?
It was unbelievably lucky. So we had that phone call, and I sort of laughed about it, and I thought about all the things you had said that obviously were never going to happen, like, oh, writing down recipes and testing them over and over and over again instead of just having it in my head. Because this, for me, was an escape from writing things down and being a scientist and doing all those things that I do
in my
day job.
Because you're a physician.
Right, I'm a physician. I work with computers now. I develop a software for healthcare, and I have to write everything down and do it the same way every time. And this is a creative outlet for me, and I didn't want to do any of that for this. And so we were unbelievably lucky because that little segment was overheard by an editor in New York, a woman named Ruth Cavan, who's now passed away, late Ruth Cavan, who was sort of seen as the mother of the American mystery novel. But she also had an interest in cookbooks and had published some of her own in the 1960s. When I met her in the 2000s, she was in her 80s already and still working at St. Martin's Press, which ultimately published all these books. And she called your producer, Jen, and said, can I talk to this guy because I want to get a book proposal? You were the gold charm.
Well, thank you.
And she called, and I laughed for a couple of days. My wife and I were hysterical. She's an editor, my wife is, and she said, this is never, I don't know, do you want this to happen? I said, well, yeah, I just don't want to do any other work. Because I had a day job. We had our second baby on the way. But I spoke to Ruth, who was a complete pistol, just hysterical person, incredible bundle of energy in her 80s. And she said, well, I want to do it. I said, but you haven't even heard how I kept it a big secret on the air with you how this is done, which
yeah,
we can talk about.
Yeah.
She said, oh, no, I trust you. She was just the kind of person who'd make a decision.
And then she'd follow through on it.
And she'd follow through on it.
Uh-huh.
The other lucky bit was 3 years after sort of blowing off this call with Ruth Cavan,
right,
I met Zoe Francois, who's a local chef here in Minneapolis, and she said, you have a book offer and you didn't do anything about it? So everybody she went to school with at the Culinary Institute of America, the CIA, would basically be furious to hear that, as was she. And she said, you have to do it. And I said, I don't have time. But would you do it with me? We had become friends at this point. Mm-hmm. And there's some convoluted story about how I wouldn't tell her the secret. I deny all of that until she tried it and was sold on the method.
Okay, let's get to the big secret,
okay,
because the new book is the new artisan bread in 5 minutes a day. What's the basic theory behind this?
So the thing I started working on when I was a medical resident was, could you extend the time you store dough in the refrigerator longer and longer and longer? Because there's some simple arithmetic here. So you mix once, And if you could store a lot of dough, you would mix once and bake many times. And traditional bakers and professionals say you can't store. It's called the retard phase, R-I-T-A-R-D. It's good to slow it down and put it in the refrigerator.
That's what develops that deep, delicious flavor.
That's right. Yeah. It's from the byproducts of fermentation. And the traditional books all say you can, you know, a day of cold temperature is nice, even 2 days, maybe three. But beyond that, it loses all its rising power and it doesn't work. And nobody would ever challenge that little bit of orthodoxy. And because I wasn't a professional baker and wasn't yet associated with one, I messed around with that. I'd have mountains of dough in bins in the refrigerator that would basically come over the top of the bucket in plastic and glass buckets. If you use glass, don't seal it. It can explode.
Oh, my.
But basically, I extended that resting phase in the refrigerator to up to 2 weeks. And actually, when I met Zoe initially, it was up to a month, but she found that much too strong flavor. And I think she's right.
It gets sour.
It gets more and more sour. You develop sourdough character without having to go through the sourdough rigmarole of feeding and keeping it alive.
So your mixture is the essence of it's salt, yeast, water.
Flour.
Yeah. And you're making a very sloppy dough, right?
It is just wet enough so that it would hold a free-form shape like you see on the cover of the book, but not so solid that you couldn't do the trick. Because the key to the trick was it had to be pretty wet dough, or it turns into sort of a semi-solid sponge that you can't then manipulate in shape without losing all, it becomes much too dense.
I see.
So there was a perfect level of liquid. And a lot of people had played with no knead, by the way. So this is not a kneaded dough.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because five-minute bread was usually the no-knead method, which Mark Bittman had printed, developed by a baker named Jim Leahy in New York.
The first book on no-knead in the U.S. was a book called No Need to Knead in 1999, almost a decade before any of us started with this.
Really?
By a woman named Suzanne Dunaway out in L.A., a wonderful baker, and she took the traditional Italian method of no need, high moisture. So none of us invented, including Suzanne, none of us invented no need. In Suzanne's book, like Jim's, because it's mix once, bake once, it didn't really change the way bakers were able to use it at home because it's too much work for most people. You mess up the kitchen, you get flour everywhere. Mm-hmm. The key time-saving in ours that I'm surprised that nobody else has tried to write about is that you mix once, store it with the right hydration, and you can bake it over 2 weeks. And that's what's unique about
it. So you can keep scooping into that dough. You don't do anything else.
That's right.
You shape it properly, and it goes into the oven.
Well, it's got to rest again, and that's passive time, and that doesn't count in the 5 minutes a day. So passive time, and the passive time is short if you do a flatbread. It can be zero for a pizza.
Uh-huh.
But for a tall loaf, it can be 40 to 60 to 90 minutes.
And you're also doing a chapter in this book on gluten-free bread.
We do. All of our books, except for the very first edition of the current book in 2007, have had a gluten-free chapter because people came on the website and said, can I just swap gluten-free flour for your all-purpose? And the answer is no, it's not going to work. So we've developed those.
And the system is the same with gluten-free?
Yes. Yes, you mix it once. It's pretty wet, but not too wet, or it won't hold the shape.
Uh-huh.
And then into the refrigerator. The gluten-free store is not quite as long, 5 to 10 days at most.
Well, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Right. So I've always got something in the refrigerator.
And that means really, in a short time, you can make bread every day.
I do it every day.
Yeah, so you have fresh bread every night?
Every morning or every lunch. When my kids were taking lunch to school, their typical bread for school lunch was a whole wheat pita flatbread. So there's you take it out of the refrigerator, roll it out, didn't need any resting time. It went into the oven, and I had that on a time preheat so that when we woke up, it started preheating.
Uh-huh.
And when we came downstairs into the oven.
They had fresh baked bread to take.
Right.
That's showing off.
Right, it is showing off.
That's showing off.
It's true. I don't know if the kids saw it as a status symbol. I'll have to ask them.
Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back, and thanks for everything you didn't even mean to do but did for these books.
You're welcome. Jeff Hertzberg is co-author with Zoe Francois of the new Artisan Bread in 5 minutes a Day. Now, he left us with a basic recipe to get us going. You can find refrigerator-stored artisan bread on the website, splendidtable.org.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.